Recovered extracts from the pages of the Grimoire Mutatio Curatus. The forbidden writings of Fabius Bile. On neophyte zygote implantation and the rites of transmutation. Each of the legions has now nominated aspirants seeking to throw themselves upon our mercy, in the vain hope that we may deem them worthy to join our ranks. Those loyal to the shrunken corpse on Terra still cling to their own processes, by which perhaps 1 in 100 neophytes may survive to become a battle brother. The methods I have developed over the last millennia are more stringent, for we must be pure in our hatred and hard of heart, body, and soul. Fewer than 1 in every 1,000 survive, and I strive each day to lengthen these odds still further. Where the loyalist lackeys may take but a short span of years to complete the zygote implementation process, I will draw the process out for as long a period as the aspirant may bear. The strongest of subjects will assert the power of his will upon the process itself, thus speeding the transformation, these aspirants by far making the most promising initiates. The exact implementation procedure depends upon the legion by whom I am employed, as I have striven for these long millennia to maintain the individual purity of each. While some legions are missing certain zygotes and others suffer to varying degrees from mutation and degeneration, each legion seeks to maintain the genetic link to its Primarch. The Night Lords display the purest of gene seed in terms of resistance to mutation, yet the gene stock passed down by the Primarch Conrad Kurz is characterized by extremely pale skin and jet black hair. This peculiarity of the Night Lords' melanochrome and macronoid glands is as much a part of them as their delightful capacity for pain and torture. In contrast, the mighty Black Legion is highly prone to physical mutation due to the voluntary housing of all manner of demonic entities. On the orders of Abaddon, I have taken steps to ensure the continued survival of the Legion in the face of the potentially disastrous effects of this symbiotic relationship. Utilizing the prize recovered by the Iron Warriors at Hydra Caudatus, the Despoiler and his Legion shall soon stand superior to even the Astartes of old. Other legions are affected by mutation to varying degrees. The Iron Warriors, the embittered sons of Perturabo, suffer from an asynchronous biscopia gland, which makes them prone to occasional minor deformations of their limbs. They routinely substitute mutated extremities with cybernetic replacements. The Thousand Sons were so affected that Ahriman was forced to invoke his rubric. Each of the legions reveres the gene seed, passed down from its creator, and in many ways, the smallest of flaws defines the strengths of the legion. On gene seed reclamation, I now hold within my grasp the very secret of gene seed reclamation. For 7 centuries now, the Emperor's Children Legion has suffered a gradual wasting of the catalepsian node, the implant that allows a space marine to endure long periods with little or no rest, induced by the sheer potency of the toxic stimulants imbibed by members of the legions over the millennia. This affliction takes the form of hallucinatory episodes and periods of extreme paranoia, triggered whenever the subject attempts to sleep. At first, the Emperor's children welcomed this new experience, for there exists within its ranks a cult that encourages its effects. However, for the remainder of the Legion and for new aspirants, such an affliction is undesirable. Following the capture of a scout belonging to the feeble Space Wolves chapter, and the subsequent extraction of his catalepsian node and prognoid gland, I have synthesized a serum for a course of corrective therapy, which can be applied to any subject bearing the Primarch Fulgrim's gene mark. It appears that the Canis Helix of the Space Wolves is able to counter the negative effects experienced by the Emperor's children, due perhaps to the pitiable, predominantly nocturnal metabolism of the sons of Ras. To date, a few Emperor's children have opted for the treatment, as most prefer to explore every new experience to its very limit. On Genomancy, at the heart of my reclusium, sealed behind wards of unbreachable power and guarded by the finest of my Praetorians, lies the means by which Chaos shall win the long war against the false Emperor. Through forbidden ceremonies not attempted in eons, I have called forth and bound a power from the warp, a composite being of mutated flesh and primal spirit. This being serves but one purpose. It is no more than a massive bloated womb, within which I have cultivated the next generation of our kind. The process is fueled by the sacrifice of the prognoid glands of our erstwhile brethren in the weakling loyal chapters. Even now, as I create these creatures to swell the ranks of the legions, those forces go forth into the Imperium to bring down the Emperor's lackeys. What delicious irony that their very deaths shall fuel our own rebirth. Extract End.